Once you start, you gotta stick with it. That's the problem.
Yes.
I will.
Get your hall pass on the way through.
That's right. Oh, send your owl, will you please? I guess that would be a drone now. You don't have to worry about an owl.
No, we can stick with owls.
Okay. I'm going to open the Joint Committee Ways and Means Subcommittee on Natural Resources for February 6, 2018. And we have a work session on two items that are coming out of the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries. So I will open that work session, and we can begin that process. If you would tell us more about this, please.
Chair Frederick, members of the committee, the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries is here today to request approval of the submission of a federal grant application to the U.S. Geologic Survey in the amount of $50,000 for the National Geographical and Geophysical Data Preservation Program project. This program provides matching funds to state geological agencies for preservation, catalog, and access to geological and geophysical data research. The grant has a match requirement. However, no additional general fund is required. The match is being met by the agency through $50,000 of other funds that the department previously received as part of another grant. The grant application is due February 13th, and the department submitted the required 10-day notice letter. Again, no additional general fund appropriation, federal funds limitation, or any positions are necessary for the approval of this grant.
We need to have some presentation on this grant, if you would, please come forward. Thank you. And please give your name and position.
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Jed Roberts. I'm a program manager with Dogami. Co-chairs, members of the committee, I'm going to give you just a little bit of background here on this particular request. So mining was a significant part of Oregon's economy in the past. There are more than 21,000 documented mine sites, prospects, and mineral occurrences that Dogami has in its minerals database at this point. This particular grant is a continuation of an ongoing effort to make historical mine documents publicly available. Several previous grants have covered digital scanning of deteriorating and vulnerable paper mine documents that go back to the mid-1800s. This grant would support a curating effort, dating, georeferencing, and making them available through a browsable web map. And what this will do in the end is help answer questions about mineral potential throughout the state. The timeline on the grant is 1 year. We expect to start on in June 2018, running through May 2019, should we get the grant. As mentioned, it's approximately $50,000. And at this point, I can take any questions about it.
Committee, any questions regarding the grant? Yes, Representative Witt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So the methodology that would be used to ascertain the mineral potential in the state would be existing mines, is that it? Or
well, what we're doing here is actually sharing information about existing mines. So it's documents like photos, mine maps, other kind of records about what the mines produce, that sort of information. Right now, we have scanned that information, but it's not easily accessible to the public to actually see what is out there in the state. So that's what we're looking at doing here. Yes. Does that answer your question?
It answers that question, okay. Which begs another one. Then I remember last session that Dogami had produced some maps showing potential mineral areas. is this also based strictly on existing mines, or how do we know what we don't know, I guess is what is the real question I have.
Right, right. Ian, is this something that you want to weigh in on at all?
Sure.
Yeah. I'm going to ask our deputy director.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
For the record, my name is Ian Maiden. I'm the deputy director of the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries. So, Co-Chair Witt, members of the committee, I'd be happy to try to elaborate on your question. You're correct that we did produce a overview map of the mineral potential of the state as a result of HB 3089.
Along with a study, too, I believe.
The study that went behind that
map. Yes, yes, thank you.
And that was basically, let's take a look at readily available information about where minerals have been found in the past and use that as a guide to where they are. And that's the first step that anyone takes when they are looking to explore for new resources is, what do we know about what's out there? And so this effort is to try to take a large amount of disparate information and connect it up together. So we have assay records from some 35,000 free assays that the department did for miners who brought samples in. So
X%
gold, silver, what have you. And we can connect that to a mine map and a mine record and our geologic map and our LIDAR map. Now we have really powerful information to try to predict where the next resources are going to be.
Thank you. That's very helpful.
Thank you.
Because mentally I'm just thinking about mine shafts or tunnels or something like that. And I'm just curious then how we know outside of that particular mine shaft what potential that may exist. And so your explanation is very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? No? Thank you very much. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
What do we need to do? Do we need to?
Chair Frederick, members of the committee, the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends approving the request.
Chair, what would you?
Mr. Chairman, I move the LFO's recommendation.
Thank you. Chair Witt, Co-Chair Witt moves the LFO recommendation regarding Dogami's Data Preservation Program grant. Are there any discussion? Any objection? So moved. And we're going to need, do you want to take this? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I wouldn't mind taking the next two. I need to practice my new voice.
Aha.
New voice?
Yeah, I had surgery on my vocal cords.
Ah.
Successful, you aren't going to sing, are you?
What's that?
You aren't Successful. Going to sing to us, are you?
I think so.
Oh. Can we be excused, Mr. Chair?
Just for you.
Okay, we have another item as well on the docket, on the agenda here, and this is regarding the business practices from Dogami. And do we have anybody to come forward on that? Would you like to present that?
Chair Frederick, members of the committee, Department of Geology and Mineral Industries is here to request acknowledge receipt of a report on their progress in implementing appropriate measures to improve the agency's business practices. This report actually dates back to the 2015 agency budget bill, Senate Bill 5512, where there was a budget note instructing the agency to report on the progress in implementing appropriate measures to improve business practices. The budget note required Dogami to report on specific measures taken to address six different areas of concern. The department actually has provided two previous reports to the legislature in February 2016 and March of 2017. And this report will also include an update from the agency on their IT remediation plan, which was developed and implemented in 2016.
Thank you. Would you go ahead?
Co-Chair Frederick, Co-Chair Witt, members of the committee. I'm Brad Avey, Director of the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries. Thank you for the opportunity to provide an update on progress Dogami's made in improving its business practices. With a high level of support from those inside and outside the agency, and in particular support from the legislature, I'm pleased to report we've made substantial progress since concerns came to light regarding Dogami's business practices in 2015. So looking at the progress bars, the first bar on our improvement scorecard is focused on implementing a detailed accounting architecture. That was an essential element to have early on in place for our recovery process. The second bar, the Mineral Lands Regulation and Reclamation Program, the business model assessment has taken longer to get us to where we needed to be, but challenges facing the program have now been substantially identified, and work is underway and ongoing to implement improvements in the program. We are currently evaluating the need for a fee increase to fully staff our field inspections. The next bar, progress bar, MLR, bond reconciliation and separation. This was another area that needed correction early in the recovery process, which work has also been completed. The fourth bar, written policy and procedure development. This has been an ongoing work over the past 2 years with a primary focus on identifying and documenting in writing financial policies and processes. We will continue to expand and refine our collection of written policies and procedures, which include non-financial general department operations in admin, HR, and IT. Currently, we have approximately 40 policies in the general operations and roughly a dozen in the financial procedures. The fifth bar, GS&S standardized project management, with over 5 dozen grants in play for the Geological Survey and Services Program at any one time, it has been essential to establish standardized processes for management of projects to include timely deliverables and budget tracking. And we are currently working toward fully integrated electronic tracking of our financial staffing, project milestones, and deliverables. The sixth bar, GS&S business model assessment. One of the key focuses has been to develop leadership capacity within the department so that we're in a strong position going forward. And that's been in part accomplished by developmental rotations. So staff that haven't had an opportunity to supervise or manage are getting those opportunities on a year or 2 year basis. And with improvement in our business practices, our current business model, which includes combination of federal grants, other funds, and general funds, is currently sustainable. However, if federal grant funding becomes less available, we'll need to explore other funding options into the future. And the last progress bar, the IT remediation plan, at the same time that deficiencies in Dogami's business practices were identified in 2015, so too were challenges with our information technology infrastructure, backup, and security protocols. These deficiencies have been addressed with the bulk of our data moved to enterprise technology services in Salem, and our data is now not only more secure, but more easily available to share with other state agencies. So that's summarized where we're at on progress made since 2015 in addressing deficiencies in our business practices. I'll ask him to continue with our presentation.
So Co-Chair Frederick and Co-Chair Witt and members of the committee, for the record, my name is Kim Rydell. I'm the CFO for the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries. This next slide gives a detail of the staffing by service area, and it shows the distribution of our areas of work focus for the mineral lands regulation all the way to the landslide and earthquake hazards. So this is the same number of total staff that we had last biennium. The only difference is that we now have 6 of what we had as LDs, limited duration positions, are now permanent. And 5 of those have been limited duration positions for up to 6 biennia. So in terms of keeping our focus and where we should be, this made sense for the agency. This is our 17-19 biennium budget. It's a summary of our current budget by program. And this is about $675,000 less than last biennium. However, I do currently estimate that the agency is going to need a federal fund limitation increase by the end of the biennium. So far, we are doing well, and I don't prospect any issues going forward. With that, do you guys have any questions that we can answer?
Any questions?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not sure that the question is appropriate necessarily for the CFO, but in general, for general consideration of this body, and I'm not sure that a limited duration position for a dozen years is appropriate. I think that's a stretch at some point for what anyone might consider logically a limited duration position. And it's something that that troubles me on a regular basis, and I didn't mean to necessarily have to have anyone here respond to it, but the fact that we allow that to happen troubles me sometimes.
I understand.
So, Coach Witt, I'm sorry, I would like to revise that a little. It's 6 years, so three biennia, not 12. I apologize for that, but I feel the same standard goes. So.
All right. Thank you.
Anyone else? You mentioned the IT remediation and sharing with other. Will that include the preservation program? That information as well, and I'm thinking that someone like the DEQ or something like the business, one of the business groups, would want to know about this kind of thing as well.
Senator Frederick, certainly any information that comes out of that data preservation program would be available to other agencies as well as the public in general.
All right. Thank you. Any other questions? No? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh. Chair Frederick, members of the committee, the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends acknowledging receipt of the report.
Thank you. Chair Witt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move LFO's recommendation pertaining to business practices report for today's agenda. Well, dated February 6th, 18.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Is there any Chair Witt moves? How did you put that?
That's very strange. LFO report.
LFO report recommendation. Any questions? Any discussion? No. So moved. Those are the two items. And we need to. Did you want to take this one as well?
Yes, please.
Yes. Okay. So thank you very much, Senator Girard. We do not have anything else on the agenda at this point, so if I want to thank everyone, and we will let you know if what next comes up. Yeah. If you can let us know, please.
Members of the committee, there is a work session scheduled for this Thursday at 1 o'clock, Department of Environmental Quality fee ratification and Oregon Department of Agriculture fee ratification.
All right. Good to know. Thank you. I'm going to close the Subcommittee on Natural Resources for February 6, 2018. Thank you very much.
All right.
Pretty quick.
On those.